Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, I'm doing just fine. How are you, Codust?
I'm doing fine, Jolene. Thank you so much for being
good
with us.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Pioneer Paula?
Hey, Paula? I'm doing good. Just got to make sure my dogs don't bark.
I've seen that, Paula. I've seen that, you know, man, crazy times, people, crazy times. Miss Jolene, did you get your board up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Okay, we're
so
going to get all right. We're going to get started and do our birthday song.
All right, here we go, everybody. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
All right, we've got Kent Schisler, I think that's how Kent says his last name. Miss Darla White. Miss Darla is down there in Florida. She's actually from Middlesbrough, Kentucky. Then we have my Aunt Nadine Cornett. Happy birthday to my beautiful Aunt Nadine Cornett down there on the Leslie County, Prairie County line. And that is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
Yes, I do have one today. It's my handsome cousin, Greg Combs. Happy birthday, Greg.
Absolutely, Jolene, absolutely. Happy birthday. Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
Well, I have my cousin's grandsons, who are twins. Their birthday's today. I think they're 15, but I don't remember their names.
Oh, wow, 15 and they're twins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How
they're
cool
like
is
probably
that?
My fourth cousins, maybe. So I don't really see
right.
them regularly. But I did see
right.
where their mama posted that they turned 15 today. So happy birthday
aww.
To y'all, cuz. Fourth removed.
Fourth removed. I always tell yeah. how people say that. Second removed, fourth removed. That's oh, my. Famous birthdays. Conan O'Brien is 53 years old today. Eric Roberts is 60 years old. And then Melody Thomas Scott is 60 years old today. Melody Thomas Scott is Vicki Newman on my favorite thing in the whole wide world, Y&R, Victor Newman's wife. Happy birthday, Melody. That is all of our famous birthdays.
What was the first one?
The first one was Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien.
I thought that's who you meant. The guy with the
the
night show or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He does some kind of night show. My favorite one on there is Nikki Newman.
Oh yeah.
I actually.
Yeah.
60 years old. A day in history on this day in which I was surprised. 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake was at an 8.10 on the Richter scale in this day in 1906. I mean, that's a big one, 8.0.
You know, they've been predicting another one that's going to hit that's around that same magnitude.
Out there in San Francisco?
Yeah, well, I know, just in California, I'm not really sure. I'm guessing maybe I'm not, I don't know, Caldas.
question of the day. I don't think anybody answered the question of the day. But, I mean, man, on these beautiful days, these first few beautiful days, it's like who's got time for a question of the day? The question of the day is Ashley got five answers. It says, what is the safest way to use marijuana? A is bong. B is vaporizer. 3 is joint. 4 is eating it. And 5 is smoking it. I thought, you know, it's pretty good. This gives us multiple choice answers. Pioneer Bowl,
joint.
What would you want to say it is?
I'd say the healthiest problem is eating it.
There's not a bad way to use it, the way I look at it. Anything you do with it's good. If you just take
exactly.
it and rub it on you take it and rub it on your body, it's good. You know, it don't matter. It just it's good no matter what.
Exactly.
So what'd you say was the answer you thought the answer was, Paula?
I would say the edibles is probably the safest, and then vaporizing is the next safest.
Right. And Ms. Jolene, you say all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it in a bong. A was bong. B was vaporizing. 3 was joint. 4 was eating it. 5 was smoking it. The question once again, what is the safest way to use cannabis or marijuana, either way you want to use it there. Sometimes it's like on these questions, they'll use marijuana, and then some other times they'll use cannabis. And I'm thinking, man, if you're trying to get into a habit of saying cannabis, it's awful easy to get back into saying marijuana because people post it like that. But the answer was eating it. Eating it is supposed to be the safest way to use it.
But I like smoking it. I like smoking a joint. I'd rather smoke a joint than the pop.
Me too. I'm with you,
and
Paula.
I like the bong, but the bong is a bitch to keep clean, and the pop's a bitch to keep clean, and the joint, when it gets so small, then you put it in your one hitter, and you're good to go. No way.
Right.
Right.
Right. I don't know. To me, a joint is more satisfying.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
I like the second.
Cole, does today in history, didn't Percy Sledge die? Was it this? I don't know what day it was. I've seen it posted on Facebook. I don't think it was today, but I know it was this month. Do you know?
Let's see. Day in history on... I didn't really check on the music on the day in history. I usually do the music, but I started doing something a little different. Because we've done the music for like almost a year, and I was afraid it would have the same things over, so I thought, well, let's jump around on it a little bit. I'm sorry, caller. I know I had a caller up on there, and I was fixing to try to bring you up and see if you wanted to be live on the show if you were just listening in. So sorry about that. Missed you.
And that's my fault. I didn't even see it. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't. No, that's all right, Jolene. But it's like... Yeah, I did see it. There was a caller up on there, so sorry about that we missed you. I'm looking, Jolene, on a day in history. My computer's just being really slow. Let's see, on music. Who'd you say it was?
Percy Sledge. I know it was this month. I'm thanking her. That's what it was on Facebook. I don't think it's today, though.
Oh,
I was just wondering if you'd seen. I just wondering if you'd seen anything on it about what day that it was.
Right. No, I haven't seen that, Jolene. As you know, because I mean, I see so much on there.
Yeah.
That you know, when I look at it, I have to see if they're correct or not. You know.
Right.
Because you know, it might be something from a long time. Let's see. I'm looking it up, Jolene. He actually, Percy Sledge died April the 14th, so it was a couple of days ago, Jolene.
Oh, okay. Okay. I knew it was this month. I just didn't know what day.
Yeah, it was on the 14th. I was thinking I even announced that, but maybe not. Maybe we missed that.
I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't know.
I'd have to go back and look in my notes. I can't remember. We got some shout-outs. Thank you so much, April Davis and pioneer Paula Willick. Thank you all. Thank you all so much for sharing the show. And thank you, Miss Jolene. Thank the guest callers mm-hmm. and the guest listeners. Of course, I think they yeah. just got knocked out there, too, a few minutes ago. It's like, man, it's a beautiful day. Well, I have had a very interesting day. I seen a vehicle earlier today. Pulls in. Woman jumps out. Her and the man's arguing like hell because he's been driving her. And he's driving her. They jump out. They switch vehicles. And by the way, she's driving a nice Jeep. And when I say a Jeep, it's not a short Jeep. It's one of those long, extended, like, Jeeps, you know, almost like an RV. I mean, not like an RV, but almost like a sports vehicle. I mean, it's pretty long-like. I mean, it's not like a normal-sized Jeep. Pretty nice-looking Jeep. She jumps out, you know, gets in the driver's seat. And where they've parked at, they have just tucked and put a big, they put a new cupboard like thing in there, and they just put a bunch of big ass rocks. I mean, big ass rocks. And I mean, we've actually seen a couple of people since we've been here run over in this hole. It's a ditch, you know, it's like from where a cupboard comes out, and it's straight a ditch, you know. This bitch, she takes off, and guess what she does? She goes straight into the ditch. I mean, straight into the ditch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she goes straight into the ditch. Well, this is what shocks me. She goes straight into the ditch, completely just busted the whole passenger side where the guy's at now. And, of course, I mean, hell, I mean, the guy, I mean, you know, you see him bouncing around as she hits it because she hits the ditch pretty damn hard. Goes over top of these big, gigantic rocks, and like I say, it just caved the whole front of her truck in, or Jeep in. And, she bounces back out onto the highway and never did stop. I was like, well, boy, when she gets down the road and she gets out and she sees that whole front of that car all busted in, you know, she's going to really be pissed. If she thinks she was pissed before, you know, she's really going to be pissed. And then I got to thinking, I said, well, hell. For her to not even get out and look at it, it makes me wonder if it's even her vehicle. I mean, how could you not stop and get out and look? Stop and not get out and look at your vehicle.
I don't know.
You know. Front page of the Manchester Enterprise this week. I unloaded my gun and fired it. He says he didn't know his gun was loaded until he fired it. He said he pulled the firearm at the residence of Denver Huff. That only meant to scare him. I only pulled my gun out to scare him. Now, who does this shit? You know, you're going to pull your gun out to scare somebody? If you're going to do that, you're probably going to get shot, bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
I was always told when I was a kid growing up, my dad said don't ever pull a gun unless you plan on using it.
That's the way I was brought up too, Jolene. Don't pull a gun unless you intend on, especially on somebody, unless you plan on killing them.
It's not a toy.
Right. He was charged with shooting an unloaded gun. Now, how are you charged with shooting an unloaded gun?
How do you shoot an unloaded gun?
Yeah, that's the better question. How do you shoot? Yeah, I mean, this is actually what it says. Hal
Crazy.
House is his last name, Jeremy House, age 40 years old, of Crawfish, charged with shooting unloaded gun. Unloaded is in quotation marks, by the way. Unloaded gun. He was shooting an unloaded gun and charged with shooting that. And trust me, though, he'll be out in just a couple of days. Hell, his last name's House. That's how that county rose. But what's even sadder was that shoplifting leads to a custody loss. The baby was taken in theft. How was the baby taken in theft? Now these are like the front page articles. The shoplifting finasco led to drug charges and the custody of a child taken from the Manchester couple. They allegedly attempted to hide the drugs under the baby's diaper. Now, let's take the baby in there and let's hide it under its diaper, probably while it's in its diaper, in its little carrier. And then it goes to tell us, let me see if I can find the page here, because we went to another page, it was at Cosin's Market, and that's a bad place to be shoplifting at. I used to work for those folks. I know them well. They had stopped and was, they were on Suboxone. How surprising. Because after they searched their automobile, they had a 9-month-old child in a car seat, and the child wasn't even wearing a seatbelt, wasn't even strapped in with a car seat, wasn't even strapped in with a seatbelt. When they had stopped them, you know, they found they had subscribed Suboxone. I guess they stole $500 worth of stuff and were driving around in a vehicle with no insurance, no registrations, and no operator vehicle license, you know. How's that? And
they took the baby. They should have took the baby, especially if they was fucked up on pills. What the hell do you think, people? You can't do that.
I don't know. How many knows about the rhubarb plant? Anybody know about the rhubarb plant?
What do you mean, what do we know about it? I know you make jelly and all that type of stuff.
Right. The love of my life said rhubarb pie. Who's here to rhubarb pie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of it.
You know, they just say that they're having a hard time finding rhubarb anymore, and they've actually got a phone number out there, and people are begging for rhubarb plants. Yeah.
People just don't use it anymore, and it's just becoming extinct, I guess. Because I think that was a big thing, you know, back with the older people, you know, they grew it all the time and, you know, made jelly and jams and, you know, all kinds of stuff with it.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that maybe that it's just becoming extinct. What, honey?
I said it ain't 420 yet. I heard y'all coughing.
Red River Gorge cough is what that is what I was told
okay.
to tell you. Red River.
Okay. Tell him I don't
sure.
believe you.
Sure.
Yeah. He taps his chest with his fist and says, "Yeah, I got a Red River Gorge bad cough." Oh, that's funny. I don't know. It's like, man, everything is just, man, crazy, crazy, crazy. We got about 2 minutes before our time to see, to play our song and things. Let's see. I was trying to find out events this week. Man, it's 420 this week. I don't know where we're going to be at. I don't know if we're going to for sure just yet be at Bread of Life or whether we're going to be here or whether we're going to be at Purple Haze. I've not heard anything from them folks about whether they're still doing a 420 bash or not. So it's like 420 here in Kentucky, people, is going to be on Wednesday. I see all kinds of things going on in the other states. Even Miss Stacy's got a thing going out there in Tucson, Arizona. Their event is at 643 North Forest Avenue in Tucson. It's the fourth annual Spring Cannabis Come Out. Come Out. I like that, come out. Not smoke out, but come out. you've got Hemp Day that's coming up. I don't even know where that's at. Earth Day, also on Thursday. I guess Earth Day is Thursday, or International Hemp Earth Day. Cabin Fever. Oh, that's where it is. Cabin Fever is coming up Friday at Turpin Hill. It'll be the 22nd through the 24th. But we're going to have to take a break because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's 420 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we'll be back, and we'll talk about the Mountain Mushroom Festival coming up.
All right.
Here we go. Puff, puff, pass.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting target, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a great badass song. Saturday, April the 23rd, and Sunday, April the 24th, is the Mountain Mushroom Festival. It's in Irvine, Kentucky. The festival area is in the downtown area of Irvine on Court Street and Broadway. The Bluegrass Kentucky Agate, Gem, Mineral, and Rock Show will be held at the Estill County School Central Office Gym. That's on 253 Main Street in Irvine. Enter at the back of the building. The Cruisers Car Club Show will be at the corner of Main Street and Mack Street in Irvine. They're having a pancake breakfast, and that's at the Masonic Lodge, 221 Broadway and Lily Avenue in Irvine. The student art show and photograph display will be at the Horizon Adult Daycare at 178 Broadway in Irvine. The antique gas engine and tractor show will be at the Estill County Fairgrounds, and that is 38 South Irvine Road. The Speedy Spore River Run will be on the Kentucky River. Check-in registration will be under the Irvine Bridge. The description of this Mountain Mushroom Festival is a celebration of the Appalachian cultural. The Morel Mushroom, Kentucky Agate, State Rock of Kentucky. Arts and Crafts, Daniel Boone National Forest, Kentucky River and Mountains. The festival's mission is to share the cultural heritage and traditions of our community and support area groups, mushroom hunters, agate hunters, local crafters, artisans, civil organizations, and businesses to foster community pride and stimulate economic development. Local volunteer committee partners with the community to present a variety of activities and provide educational opportunities, and the festival provides a weekend of free activities and entertainment for everyone. They're having a mushroom theme activity, includes they're going to have a mushroom market with morels for sale brought by local hunters. I guess you got people doing, and I've seen people out there just collecting them everywhere. And that depends on the amount of local hunters that bring the mushrooms in tent areas. Last spring on the dry spell, you know, it makes it more scarce to find them. There's also going to be a tasting after the cooking demonstration. So if you've never eaten a mushroom, we call them dry land fish. A lot of people do in the mountains. But when you see somebody that's never heard it dry land fish, you're like, hey, that's a mushroom, man. But they have a tasting place where you can taste them if you want to taste them for the first time. They've got prize money for the biggest mushroom. Whoever has the, you know, they've got a contest on that. Whoever brings in the biggest mushroom, they've got a prize money prize on that. Educational panels on hunting the mushrooms. They're going to have interviews with the hunters. They're going to have a narrative stage, a mascot, even a mushroom mascot. They're going to have a oyster cooking demonstration, and they're going to have a 5K and a 2K run and walk, and they're going to have a Miss Mushroom pageant, and all this is in Estill County down there in Urban Kentucky. Let's see, they're having also a Speedy Spore River Run. That is 6 to 12 mile canoe or kayak race on the Kentucky River. They're going to have a jump rope. They're having a jump rope team. They've got cloggers that's going to be there. They've got a gymnastic team that's going to be there for entertainment. Like I say, they've got a car show, antique gas, and tractor show. The Alika Shriners train's going to be there. I love that, don't you, Paula? It's just beautiful if you've not seen that. They're going to have a health screening booth, a vision screening booth, a food court, and they're also having a window decorating booth. And all this is free and open to the public. They do ask that you do not bring any pets. And again, that is downtown Urban. They say if you're driving I-75, take exit 90A, the Richmond Urban, follow the U.S. 421 Martin Bypass, 4 miles to U.S. 52 East, traffic light 13. Turn left and proceed 18 miles to the city of Urban. And that is this weekend on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th, man. A lot of fun right there because it's free, you know. Not saying anything bad about Turpin Hill. Turpin Hill is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Rocky Mountain Boys, which, you know, is the number one headliner. I mean, great band, I have to tell you. I mean, Friends of Gatewoods, too. Freak Bays is going to be over there. Trout Street Revival. Vessel's going to be over there. I was actually with the band Restless Leg String Band last night. Man, they're a great band also. Bluegrass is what these people play, you know. Hot Brown Smackdown, Hot Orange Skillet, Driftwood Gypsy, I know those guys too, another great band. Hollow Bone, The Sugar Beets, The Local Honeys, and Electric Garden. Tickets are $55 in advance, which is, you better hurry up and get them, because they're $70 at the gate. $70 at the gate, people. If you arrive on Thursday and you want to do an early, you have to pay a $10 early charge extra on it. I don't know. I think I'd rather go to the Mountain Mushroom Festival. I mean, I like clogging myself. And I don't know who, they didn't announce who their music is going to be. I didn't see that. But trust me, they are going to have bands. I know they'll have live music. And that is all on that, on events. All kinds of shows and things coming up. Ladies, it is actually the weather today. What did I say it was? Man, I've already forgot. Hang on just a second. I'm trying to get to it. The weather today is actually 83, sunny, and beautiful. Miss Jolene.
Oh, my gosh. Here, it's 48 and cloudy.
God, Jolene. Man, that's horrible, Jolene.
But actually, it's not as bad as, it's not as bad as it sounds, because when you go out, it feels warmer, but now it's the app saying 48, so.
Wow. And what did you say it was where you're at, Paul?
Yeah.
It's in the 80s here. I'll switch with Jolene. I'd rather wear some clothes and play outside than try to be naked and sweating with ticks.
Well, Paula, if I could, I just
the dick neighbor. And the dick neighbor.
Dick neighbor, what's
ahead,
he doing to you, Paula?
Well, he backed his truck with his fishing boat into his driveway. Well, all the four of my dogs went to that corner of the property and barked. You got a vehicle moving, a big vehicle.
Right.
And he got really pissed off and mean at him and told him to shut up. And I went out there and said, I'm sorry, you know, maybe they'll get used to you. And then he goes, I'll be glad when they jump the fence so I can shoot them.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he
and
is
then
a
I
dick.
Said, yeah,
he's
I said,
small,
well, your dog
he's a small
barks.
Dick.
And,
he's a small dick, too.
Yeah. I said, your dog's bark, and he's got the little terrier shit-eater type dogs. And they, and no, my dogs don't bark. They're too small. Well, then one of them come out and started barking. It's like, damn, is that a dog I hear barking?
Oh,
well, yeah,
wow.
He's a prick.
Yeah. No
and see,
shit.
He's the grandson of the old man on the other side that used to be the prick. And then it's
oh,
his stepfather that mowed down my property line. See, I'm surrounded out of four neighbors, three of them, they're all kin.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that'd make me mad, too, because somebody just
well,
said something bad about mine. I'd punch them in the face.
Well, I mean, they
I
didn't keep barking.
I think what you need to do, and I think it might would really help a lot, is go to videoing him when he gets to doing that. Video
yeah.
him. If you really want to help, let's video him. And I'll help to put him on YouTube. And let's see how that goes for him. Because a person's dog is barking and you're threatened to shoot the dog because of a dog barking. When you're the one out there and the dog has no idea. I mean, you know, I mean, it would probably be a lot more nicer to say, oh, I'm sorry, babies, I'm sorry. It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you, you know. I mean,
right.
That would be just like if you're,
well,
to me, that's just
and
like,
having
okay,
the
your child
so they're
comes.
New. You know, they're it's, you know, they can go over there where they couldn't ever before unless I walked them.
Right.
To the
and,
you
know,
line,
you
know.
Yeah, and to me, I mean, that's the same thing as if you've got a child out in the yard and it's crying because it's sleepy or something, and the neighbor
they're
says, well, you don't sure.
They're screaming and playing as far as that goes, you know, anything.
Right, right. Oh, I'm going to shoot your child, you know. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
his
that's
son's
a,
an asshole. His son's little, and his son, I hear him all the time whining and complaining anytime that people do come over and bring their kids. And the people that come over to bring their kids to play with his kids, they bring their zero-turn lawnmowers and mow his yard, too.
Right. Wow. I don't know. Just that, seems like just so many, I don't know, mean people. It's mean people. It's just mean.
Yeah, they're just evil and wicked. You're right.
He was shooting
you know,
him and
like
his
man.
Friend was shooting at Lasher a couple of years ago, and he wasn't even nowhere near his house. He was on his property, but he was. They didn't shoot at him, but they shot. Pow 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 pow. Man, about Lasher almost had a heart attack. You know, and I try to keep. You can't
right.
hardly keep the cats away because they like to bring mice, and then they bring his mice to my house. It's like really, you know. But come on home, because if I see him over there, I call him home. And they usually
right.
have caught a mouse, so they bring the mouse, too. But, yeah, he's a dick.
Wow.
He's one of them pot smokers that's a dick.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, his wife is not, because she was out there with the dogs right after they first got the fence, you know, we first got it put up, and there is the road between us. You know, but her dog was across
yeah.
the road to the ditch, barking at my dogs.
Right.
So my dogs had the reason because you were coming to their turf, you know.
Exactly.
Right. 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 I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, I mean, wow. I mean, I'm just amazed by people. People amaze me. Amaze me.
Yeah.
Man. Well, I'm just thankful for the nice, beautiful, warm days myself. I'm so thankful for the nice days, even though I'm like you. I mean, you know, like I said, I was sitting there earlier and that incident happened, and, you know, it's like, man, I mean, I see some crazy-ass shit. I've seen some crazy-ass shit since living here.
I'm sure. I couldn't, because I can go out in my yard and piss if I want to, or my side yard or my backyard.
I'm hoping to do that one day, Paula. Not necessarily do that, but be able to have the freedom to do that, you know. I mean,
the privacy.
The privacy,
yep.
Yeah. That's the main thing, Jolene.
Yeah,
the privacy, you know.
Right.
You know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have to have much, but I mean, if I do, I like Paula's place. Paula's place is beautiful. She has got several neighbors around her, but she's got so many trees and flowers and bushes and things that it's like her own little forest. You know, it's just beautiful, beautiful.
And the neighbors ain't
beautiful.
real close. You know, not like in the city or the suburbs.
Right.
You know, they're not that close.
Right. No, they're not. They're all off on, yeah, I mean, they're not, yeah, I mean, trust
all
me.
All 10,
I've got
three of them 10. You know, you got the grandfather, and then you got the daughter behind me, and then you got the dick grandson on the other side. And then you
how
got the rest of the relatives on down.
How long is Sarah in Washington, Paula?
She's on her way back today, because today we got to find out what the baby is party at Christina's. So I get to be with all them, plus the outlaws, plus the ex and the wife. It ought to be really interesting. And I was already told that my cigarette smoking has to be down at the bottom of the driveway. I ain't walking all the way down to the bottom of the hill to the driveway to smoke a fucking cigarette. I'm sorry. I will get far enough away where it won't hurt the outlaws.
Oh,
you know, but shit. Not walking that far away. There is no need to have to walk that far away and then walk back up that hill. No, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it.
I don't blame you.
But I really don't know what. I don't really want to know what the gender of the child is. But they found out, and me and Sarah didn't want to know. But they're gonna start calling the baby by that name. So we're gonna know. I'm still calling it Pumpkin.
Oh, so,
it's still going to be my Pumpkin.
Oh, so they've already named the baby then?
Yeah.
And they found the sex
Well, they already had names. If it was a boy or a girl, it's going to be this or this. And instead of waiting till the birth, they did the ultrasound. And sometimes, you know, the ultrasounds can be deceiving.
That's right. Very true.
I always wanted to be surprised. I didn't ever want to know. As long as that baby was healthy, I didn't care.
Right.
I never had the option of knowing, though. I never had any kind of ultrasound or anything done.
I think they asked me with Kayla, the last one, you know, but I never wanted to know.
Right. Yeah. I was like, y'all, I really, Lloyd was supposed to have been a girl, but he actually came out a boy. They thought he was a girl, but it was the way I think he was always laying when they tried to do him and things, and then. With MJ, it was the same way. We knew he was a boy because there was no doubt. I've got him on video. You know.
Mm-hmm.
The modern technology, now they do 3D stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I told him if it was a boy to serve hot dogs and if it was a girl to serve hamburgers.
There is an Ohio man accused of plotting a government attack. They say that he can stand trial. There was a preliminary hearing this morning, and he's been plotting an attack on the U.S. Capitol with guns and bombs, and the judge did say that he was competent enough to stand trial. He's only 22 years old. He was arrested in January. He has pledged to be not guilty of any charges. He does provide material that supports to the Islamic State militia group. He has attempted murder of government officials already by possession of a firearm to commit a crime and soliciting to commit a violent crime. He is being held without bond. He faces life in prison if convicted. The trial date has not been set yet, but he did appear today with his head and face shaven, but he would not speak publicly. I mean, actually, in the picture when they first arrest him, he looks like Jesus. He's got such long hair and a thing, but evidently they're saying now that he has shaved his beard and shaved his head. That's on November. When they arrested him, they found several pipe bombs, a semi-automatic rifle, and 600 rounds of ammunition. And he had made plans to travel to Washington to carry out his plot. And that's right there in
Ohio.
He
don't need to see the light of day again.
You know, absolutely, Jolene. I mean, you know, that's exactly what they would do to us, you know.
Well, was this young man American, just wanting to turn to Islam, or what was the deal with that? Was he from the Middle East?
It's my understanding. Let's see. He's 22. I'm taking it. They're not really giving you all that information, you know, whether like he was, you know, really from Ohio, was he, or had he been, you know, just moved there? But now they did say that, you know, he was. Had enough material to support that he is Islamic State militia group. He is in with those folks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that just blows my mind. That's just it. You don't know who all's doing that. You don't know. It could be your neighbor or anything. You don't know.
Right. Well, you know, they say, I can't read the report on it, but they said the U.S. Is going to send more troops to Iraq. They're escalating a war on the Islamic State. Has anybody heard anything about that? That was 2 hours ago from Reuters. I don't know if that's true or not.
I really haven't heard any news in a couple of days, so I don't know. I'm kind of behind.
I am too. Well, they're saying there's 500,000 Californians that are going to be blocked from voting on June the 7th because as a result of confusion in the voter registration process. So there's over 500,000 California people.
How can they do that?
Well, listen to this, though. They intended to register as independents. And they accidentally registered instead with like a ultra conservative American Independent Party. I guess
they can't vote.
Right, because they're registered as an independent, and I guess they didn't understand that they had to be. It says the people were confused by the inclusion of the term independent in the party's name, and they thought they had registered as independent voters with no party affiliation, which would have allowed them to vote in the state's Democratic primary. But I said, that's the same way we are. We're the same fucking way. I mean, how do you as an independent, I'm an independent. How do you register as an independent and then not realize that you're not allowed to vote in the primaries? I don't get to vote in the primaries. you know, because I refused to jump back and forth.
There was some that wanted to vote in the Republican caucus and couldn't because they were registered independents. It's the Republican caucus,
right.
Okay? Or the Democratic caucus.
Yeah, so it's like, you know,
vote in November.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Now, they can all vote in November. Every one of them can, but they're just not going to be able to vote in the primary.
And that is the only reason I am not independent. I either am a registered fucking Republican or a fucking Democrat to try to vote in the primary, who I think might be the best choice. But I ain't a fucking Democrat or a fucking Republican. I hate both of them. But I play their game.
Right.
I flip-flop back, you know.
Backwards and forward. They said, which tree faces death in a drought? Which tree would you think would face death in a drought? There is a 225 million trees that are dead in the Southwest in a 2002 drought. 300 million trees in Texas in 2011. 12 million in the past year in California. Throughout the world, large number of trees are dying in extreme heat and drought events because mass die-offs can have critical consequences on the future of our forest and the future of the Earth's climate. Scientists are trying to understand how a warming climate could affect and how even trees events occur. And so the University of Utah biologist, him and his colleagues, looked for patterns of tree mortality and found some common traits. The forest is in a crisis, according to these people, which there's no doubt about that because of of the drought. I mean, there's nothing that's going to survive without water. It always comes back to water. There is 475 tree species and more than 760,000 individual trees. That's a lot. 475 just tree species. A tree heart attack. Trees are having like a heart attack from the drought. You know, it kills all the root death of them and dries them out to where even like the winds, you know, the winds will pick up and like blow them into pieces. Trees, you know, because trees take in their water in their roots and they pump that water throughout the tree to hydrate the leaves, it says, in support.
Kind of like blood.
Huh?
Kind of like blood in a human or an animal.
Right. Well, it says, you know, if they can't get any water to go like in through the roots, that they call the roots like the pipes. The pipes get all pinged and popped up and they can't get full no water, so they like shut down. You know, it's like a heart attack. They said, but it's
they
you know
die.
What it is. It's
That's
a
just
deep,
like.
Yeah, it's
anything.
Any
kind of plant.
Yeah, dehydration.
Everything has to have water.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to have water.
Absolutely, Jolene. So, I mean, it's like, man, scary. Scary when you read things like that about that.
Yeah.
Man.
There was
crazy.
Been a lot of fires break out, too. Like in Knott County and Letcher County last night, there were fires in Red Fox.
Oh, really, Jolene? And with it so dry, it makes it easier for that to happen, too.
Yeah. A lightning strike can cause it.
Right. That's so cool. Kiki's got a new shirt that they've designed for Kiki, and it says Kiki's a little superhero. And Kiki's cannabis journey. Cannabis is medicine. Legalize, regulate, and educate, medicate. And Brittany has them. I think she's only starting out with 20. And she says they're $20 a piece. So she leaves on May the 1st, and his first doctor's appointment is May the 4th. Frank, yeah. Oh, I can't wait for him to get out there to see what's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, to see what those doctors say and things, you know. A man was found dead in a submerged 18-wheeler in North Houston. This was about an hour ago. They reported, they said that an 18-wheeler on the West Hardy Service Road at North Sam Houston, they was unable to reach the man to remove his body from the truck at this time. But they're unsure if the man drowned, but they do have a crew monitoring the road due to high water. They saw the man drive directly into the water. There is a possibility that he might have suffered a medical issue before entering the floodwaters. And they said earlier, another victim died earlier today near an apartment complex. It's like, wow. I mean, man, a whole 18-wheeler to go off into the water and submerge. Man.
I don't know. Damn, that'd be awful deep, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Jarlene. It's like, man, that is deep. You know, it's like, who knows? Scary.
Stuff yeah, scares Texas me. Texas in spring and summer is horrible for flooding and tornadoes. But hell, they've had rough weather all winter as far as severe storms and tornadoes and flooding. They've had it all year long.
Well, the country of Sweden now condemns gay marches. Sweden now condemns gay marches as racist against Muslims. So, it's like,
well,
okay,
you know,
what happened?
I don't understand that. If the Muslims are so fucking offended by everything that Americans do, what the hell are they here for?
Well, I was thinking the same thing the other day, Jolene. I was thinking the same thing. If they don't like they don't like nothing about us.
I know. Why the fuck are they here?
You know, well, that's what I can't understand. I mean, I wouldn't want to be somewhere where I would be so miserable with the way that the whole country is and how I'd be so against, and this country is not going to be so open-armed about your beliefs, you know?
The thing about it is, you know, hell, I don't care what they believe, but, you know, they shouldn't expect us to change our ways and our traditions to bow down to them.
Right.
And that's what's expected
right.
from us. That's what the establishment expects.
You know, it's the prime example on that is when I was in Frankfurt doing that CPS rally down there at the Capitol, and I had said something about the mask. Is they told me they had that ordinance there, and I had said something about the mask. Is and I said, well, how? All I was wanting to know was a question: how is that fair that the people in the burkas, they can run around, and all I see is two eyeballs popping out of their head? And to me, that's as much as a mask as you seeing my two eyeballs pop out of my head with a plastic thing on my face.
It's worse, though.
It's worse.
When that garb they have on, you can't tell if it's man, woman. If they've got a big bomb taped to them, you can't tell shit about them. You don't know nothing.
Like you said,
two eyes.
Right. I was instantly warned that to watch and be cautious of what I said because I would be charged with a racist crime of hating on them.
I know. Isn't that a bunch of bullshit? Oh, that upsets me.
Well, it really upset me too, Jolene, because I was like, okay, they can question shit about me, but I can't question shit about them. And you're saying I'm racist and hating on them? I'm not racist and hating on them. I'm just trying to have fair, equal rights.
Exactly.
You know. You know, yeah. And I mean, I think I'm entitled to stand up for my individuals, as Gatewood said. You know, everybody is responsible to stand up for their own individual freedoms and liberties and justices. And, you know, you're entitled to that. That's an entitlement.
You stand up nowadays, and your life is probably going
to
be at risk.
Yeah. That's scary, Jolene. Think about it.
Hell yeah, it is.
I don't know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. You know. Man, I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess I'm going to get there faster than I ever thought I was going to get there because, I mean, you know, I mean, I respect others, but, I mean, you know, I expect to be shown respect too, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree.
You know, it's like, man, who knows? Crazy, crazy. All right, we've got 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left in the show, and I know that I think there's supposed to be a Blackie White show, but I think he's in drunk college, and I think he's wanting me to do it, and I don't think I can do it. So,
when does he graduate?
He's got 40 or 50 something weeks left.
Oh my goodness! How often does he go?
3 times a week.
Wow. Damn.
He's trying to get it over with.
I'm trying to get it over with, and I'd stay away from it too.
Oh, me. Well, I wanted to tell you. I know you've probably seen it. You know, Blackie White is completely give up all alcohol. He does not drink any alcohol whatsoever. He's got like 2 or 3 months now under his belt.
That's great. That's awesome.
And if anybody knows Blackie White, you know, he drank a lot. He wasn't a bad person. I'm not saying that in a bad way or anything.
He's a good drunk.
Wasn't a bad, right.
He's a good drunk.
Right. But, yeah, he just up in cold turkey and quit. And, he's got 3 months clean.
Well, that's
sure
great.
Does.
I'm happy for him, yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And he preaches about it now, about how much damn money it's costed him, and not to mention the money that he's pissed out his dick, he says.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And didn't get anything for that, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But he said he wasn't the type of person that ever suffered from a hangover, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'll tell you what it is, you know, it's funny because I was talking to somebody else yesterday, and they was telling me how their family member had just quit. You know, quit smoking tobacco. It's a habit. Find something to replace that habit. You know, not a bad thing. For instance, like
cannabis.
You know, we were talking about like with smoking. You know, smoking tobacco. Get you some hard candy, and every time you want to take and do something with your hand to hold it up to your mouth, pop you some more gum in there, or a piece of candy in there, or you know, because
and you're
going to
end up being a diabetic. Really overweight.
That's true, Paula. But you know what? It's not. It's more than just a habit, people. I'm telling you, it is a hardcore addiction. That's just like
exactly.
These people out here. These people out here hooked on heroin. Cigarettes is the same thing. It is a hard.
I'm wondering if they don't have heroin or meth or something in it, because I know I'm not addicted to the motherfucking tobacco no more. The nicotine. It's something more.
Right. Right,
well,
I think the same thing.
It is. It's a hardcore addiction, not just a habit, because it's just a habit. I think that's easier to break. An addiction
right.
goes a lot deeper.
Right.
I mean, it's
I
bad
thank
when
you
roll the change, but you got to have a cigarette.
Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank the love of my life. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. God bless and love you, ladies. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
Love you too.
Bye.
Love you too, Paula.
Just a little old fashioned karma coming down. A little old fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old fashioned karma coming down.